There was a man who felt called to prayer. And so he began his prayer in the following manner. Lord, thank you. What a beautiful day. So far, I haven't sinned. I haven't gotten angry. I haven't stolen anything. I haven't gotten into an argument. It's been a great day. But in a few minutes, I'm getting out of bed and I'll need your help. This approach that we realize that we need God's help, that we need each other's encouragement. The church, the community of believers, is here not simply to support each other when things are well, but to encourage one another to repent, to become better, to forego the sins of the past because we love each other enough to become a better person for us. But there are lots of tricks and temptations, and I want to tell you about one of them. The Bible is often misquoted. Please do not try to understand religion through the media. They don't know it well. The Immaculate Conception is not the conception of Jesus. It's the conception of Mary. Another mistake they make is this. Perhaps you've heard the following biblical quotation from the first epistle of Matthew chapter 6. Money is the root of all evil. False. That is not the biblical quotation. It's a misquote. The full quotation is, love of money is the root of all evil. Why? Because we have a habit of blaming others and even blaming inanimate objects for our faults. Money is not good. Money is not bad. Drugs are not good. Drugs are not bad. You can't ascribe to a stone morality. Diamonds force me to do it. No. The fault is in our hearts, in how we try to attach and love inanimate objects that cannot love us back. That we take our passions and infuse them in things that cannot bring us joy. And the frustration of this unrequited love is the fact that we want more. More gold, more power, more influence, more fame. And so this cycle of frustration is what Timothy tells us in the scriptures. Love of money. When you try to think, if I only had this, I will be happy. It is our fault, not the fault of inanimate objects. We are called to use money well. We are called to use cell phones well. We are called to use gold and drugs and everything else in the proper manner. Do not blame or kick some inanimate object because we may have a problem with it. We are called to use everything that God has given us. It is very easy to throw money away and say it's evil. It is much more difficult to say I have been given a gift. Power, money, authority, fame. How can I use this well for the benefit of myself and for the benefit of others? This is the skill of the Christian life and of any life who seeks true happiness. And if something bad comes out of it, don't look at the thing. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, how did I mishandle this inanimate object that has no life in itself? What did I infuse it with? What did I expect it to give me? The Greeks had a beautiful saying, have little, desire less. But if you are given more, consider it an obligation and a privilege. and a great opportunity to do a lot of good in this world. Never get mad at things. Control what you have. Use what God has given you. But do not become a spectator in your own life and give up your authority and agency to something that has no life in itself. So, money is not the root of all evil. But if we love it, then it's a very frustrating possibility of having no future. Христос рождається.